It's live UWA Tiger play-by-play on your flagship station for University of West Alabama Tiger Athletics, Sly 1049 and the Sly 1049 app.
Good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to Cleveland, Tennessee for this Gulf South Conference women's basketball game. Tonight we have just the one game, the one women's game against the Lee Flames here in Cleveland for your West Alabama Tigers. West Alabama Women's Tigers come into today's game with a 15-9 overall record and a 9-7 GSC Gulf South Conference record, while Lee, on the other side, comes in with a ranking of number 25 in the country, and they are 20-5 overall and 13-4 in GSC play. Lee has won one straight. They defeated West Florida on Saturday by a score of 73-65. Before that game, they took a trip to Valdosta, Georgia, and were defeated by 1 point. And these two teams saw each other on Saturday, January 29th, in Livingston. Lee got the win against the Tigers 60-47. It was a pretty close game. The Tigers fought well and had a 10-point lead at the end of the first quarter and lost the lead and lost the game 60-47. And so now we are just a few days shy of a month later, and the Tigers have another opportunity to play Lee. Today's game matters maybe just a little bit more when you look at the GSC conference standings. Really, it matters just the exact same amount, but we are just about a week and a half away from Gulf South Conference play. They begin on March 1st for the quarterfinals, and West Alabama and Lee have both already qualified for the tournament. These two teams are just now playing for seeding, and West Alabama, let's say they win their next three games against Lee, against Delta State, and against Mississippi College, and West Florida loses a game, then in that situation, the Tigers would be the number four seed in the Gulf South Conference Tournament and be hosting a first-round game. But they have to have a lot of work be done to do that, and West Florida also has to lose a game. So really and truly, the Tigers just need to win, and they have a good opportunity today against Lee here at the Paul Dana Walker Arena in Cleveland, Tennessee. We've got about 2 minutes away until tip-off, and so we will now go over the starting lineup for both teams. First, for Lee University, it's going to be number 12, Haley Hughes. She's a graduate senior, 5'9" guard from right here, Cleveland, Tennessee. Played her high school ball at Bradley Central High School. And it'll be number 20, Cameron Grant. Grant is a senior, 6 foot forward from Monticello, Florida. Played her high school ball at Osceola Christian High School. And number 32, Hannah Garrett. Garrett, the senior, 6 foot forward from Jamestown, Tennessee. She's a transfer from Tennessee Tech University. And number 33, Haley Schubert. Schubert is a senior, 5'7" guard from Knoxville, Tennessee. Played her high school ball at Powell High School. And number 4, Morgan Carball. Carball is the 5'7" junior. She's a guard from Knoxville, Tennessee. And that is your starters for both teams. For Lee. Lee is coached by head coach Marty Rowe. He is in his 18th season here at Lee. And now we'll go over the UWA starting lineup. It is going to consist of number 1, Tasia Garrett-Hammett for the Tigers, and number 2, Bria Dent, number 25, Justina Butler, and number 4, Jada Golden, and number 5, Lauren Lilly. Tigers are going with their, what we've been used to as their starting lineup here recently. Number 10, Jayla Williams, is still out with an injury. We are unsure if she'll be able to come back for possibly the GSC playoffs. We are hopeful that she will be able to, but we're still unsure. So we'll just keep an eye out on that. So now we are going to take a short break while they have the national anthem and the invocation here at Lee University here in Cleveland, Tennessee. So we will take a short break, and when we come back, we will bring you tip-off here from the Paul Dana Walker Arena on the campus of Lee University. You're listening to UWA Women's Basketball on Sly 104.9.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships, and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Trucks, trucks, trucks. Lee Allen and Callan Combs for Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Meridian.
Hubbub, you have so many trucks in stock.
That's right, Callan. Ford, Chevrolet's, GMC, Dodge, Toyota, Nissan. We've got just what you want in a truck.
Red, white, blue, gas, or diesel. Hubbub, you've got more trucks than anyone I know.
That's right, Callan. Come see us today at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Meridian.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services, from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. It's open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need, from spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships, and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
Welcome back to the Paul Bednar Walker Arena here on the campus of Lee University in Cleveland, Tennessee. Your West Alabama women's basketball team is getting set to take on the number 25 ranked team in America in the Lee Flames. Looking at Lee, Lee has on their team number 33, she's a guard, Haley Schubert. This year she's averaging 17.2 points per game. And she also averages 4 rebounds a game. And on the season, she's had 131 assists per game. And number 12, Haley Hughes. Hughes has averaged 11.1 points per game and gets about 5.5 rebounds per game for the Lady Flames. And the Tigers, looking at their stats, they have Tasia Garrett-Hammett, who in conference play is averaging 18.4 points per game with 7 rebounds per game. And they also have number 2, Bria Dent. Dent has been averaging 14.1 points per game as well as 9.8 rebounds per game here in GSC conference play. And number 10, Jayla Williams, who has been out. This is just what the Tigers have been missing. She averages 13.2 points per game with 4.5 rebounds per game and about 5.5 assists per game is what the Tigers have been missing this greater half of the conference play. So, Tigers are still going to be without Jayla today as we get set for tip-off here at the Paul Dana Walker Arena in Cleveland, Tennessee. Lee will be in their home white jerseys with red numbers, red letters across the front. Tigers in their road red jerseys with black numbers, black letters. Tip-off is won and controlled by the UWA Tigers, so we are underway here in this GSC basketball game. Bria Dent has it in the corner. She gets it up tight to Jada Golden. Golden left side to Butler. Butler dribbles it to Tasia. Tasia in the corner has it. Gets it up top to Golden. Right side to Butler. Butler inside pass to Dent. She turns around. Shot clock at 10. To Golden. To Tasia in the corner at 7. Tasia pump fakes. Drives in. Kicks it outside to Golden at 3. The long 3 is up. No good. Rebound controlled by Haley Schubert. And we are going the other way with Lady Flames. Schubert. Left side pass goes to Garrett. The 3 ball, no good. Rebound fought for and won and controlled by the Lady Flames. Carball has it. Gets it up top to Schubert. Schubert resets things. Gets it inside to Garrett. Garrett at the right short corner. Kicks it out to Schubert. She drives in. Kicks it outside to Hughes. Hughes left side pass goes to Grant. Grant up top to Carball. Shot clock at 2. The 3 by Schubert, and she buries it. Excuse me, that was Haley Hughes with the 3-point basket there. And so the Lady Flames get the first basket of the basketball game. Golden to Dent. Dent looking. Dribbles it. Left side. Left wing. Spins around. She stops. Kicks it outside to Golden. Golden inside pass. Is batted and goes out of bounds. So it will be Tiger basketball. The inbound pass to Dent. Dent throws it up. Stolen by Schubert. Schubert going the other way. Goes behind her back. Drives in. Stops the jump shot. And they get her with a walk. So that will be a Lee turnover. Again, UWA coaching staff consists of Coach Rusty Cram, Coach Veronica Ryan, Coach Jeffrey Lovell, and our graduate assistant, Sydney Bozeman. That is the Tiger coaching staff. As Golden gets it left side to Butler. Butler on the left wing to Tasia. Tasia at the free throw line. Right side to Lily. Lily dribbles it. Top of the key. Stops. Looking right side to Golden. Golden at 10. Dribbles it right wing. Working against Schubert. The inside pass to Tasia. Tasia goes to work on the block. Can't get it to go. Rebound goes to Hannah Garrett. Garrett gets it ahead to Schubert. Schubert the pass to Carball in the right short corner to Garrett. To Schubert. Schubert top of the key. Dribbles it left side. The entry pass goes out of bounds. So it'll be Tiger basketball. Other than a late shot clock 3-point basket that was made by Lee, we haven't seen, we have seen pretty good defense by West Alabama so far as we begin this game. You never want to give up a late shot clock 3, but it does happen sometimes, and so that's what happened. And Lee leads this one right now 3-0. Butler, right wing. Cross court pass to Lily. Lily drives in, almost loses it, gets it back to Butler. Top of the key, calls for a screen. And she gets it by Tasia. Shot clock at 7. At 6, Butler left wing up top to Dent. At 4, the 3 ball is up, and she buries it. Tie ball game here at the Paul Dana Walker Arena. We are tied up at 3 with 7:13 remaining here in the opening quarter. Schubert gets it to Carball. Carball, top of the key. The entry pass to Garrett. Garrett. Looking, dribbles it, working against Tasia, kicks it out to Carball. Carball in the corner, and Tasia steals it. Tasia's going the other way with it now. Top of the key to Golden. Tigers have numbers. Golden goes up, no good. Rebound Tasia. Tasia goes up, layup no good. Bria the rebound. She goes up, and she gets it to go. Tigers have their first lead of the ball game now. 5-3 score, 6:43 remaining in the opening quarter. Schubert, entry pass, stolen by Tasia again. Tasia going the other way. She's going to go slower this time. The Tigers do not have numbers. Golden, left wing, looking. Gets it to Tasia. Tasia, top of the arc to Lily. Lily, right wing, up top to Butler, to Golden. Golden, left wing, back to Lily, to Butler. Entry pass to Dent. Dent, right block, begins to dribble. Outside to Butler, to Golden. Left wing, spot up, 3 ball. No good. Rebound goes out of bounds, and it will be Lady Flames basketball. Julia Duncan checks into the ball game for Morgan Carbaugh. And Zoe Watts will make her first appearance in this one. She'll check in for Jetta Golden. Excuse me. Thought it was going to be Lauren Lilly, but it was Jetta Golden. So Tiger lineup. Butler, Tasia, Lilly, Dent, and Zoe Watts. Schubert crosses midcourt. 6:05 remaining. Tigers lead by two here in Cleveland. Grant, right side to Schubert. Schubert fakes a pass. Up top, pass goes to Hughes. She drives in left side. The shot blocked by Tasia, and they call a foul. Tough one there, but they do call a foul. Tasia got her on the wrist. And so that will send Haley Hughes to the charity stripe. And so now, Hannah Garrett checks out, and Anna Muhanan checks into the game. Muhanan from Cleveland, Tennessee. The first free throw by Hughes is up and no good. So the Tigers still lead 5-3, 5:55 remaining here in the opening quarter. Hughes, the second free throw is up, and it's good. Makes the score 5-4 with 5:55 remaining here in the ball game, in the first quarter. Excuse me. Butler dribbles it, left side to Dent. Dent looking, loses it, almost loses it, gets it back, being double-teamed, and now timeout will be taken by West Alabama head coach Rusty Cram. And so this will become the media timeout, so we'll take a short break as your West Alabama Tigers lead the Lee Lady Flames 5-4 here at the Paul Dana Walker Arena in Cleveland, Tennessee. You're listening to UWM Women's Basketball on Sly 104.9.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Trucks, trucks, trucks. Lee Allen and Callan Combs for Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Meridian.
Pop-Up, you have so many trucks in stock.
That's right, Callan. Fords, Chevrolets, GMC, Dodge, Toyota, Nissan. We've got just what you want in a truck.
Red, white, blue, gas, or diesel. Pop-Up, you've got more trucks than anyone I know.
That's right, Callan. Come see us today at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Meridian.
Welcome back to the Paul Dana Walker Arena here on the campus of Lee University in Cleveland, Tennessee. Justina Butler has it top of the key for the Tigers. To Tasia, to Dent. Dent left wing, looking, shot clock at 11. Tasia to Butler, shot clock now at 8. Butler dribbles it left side, screen set by Dent, left wing, to 4, to 3, to Dent, at 2, at 1, stops, turns around, shot clock violation. My goodness. On that offensive possession, not much movement from the Tigers offensively. Lots of standing around the paint, around the key, as we are going the other way now. As Cameron Grant gets it to Schubert. Schubert, the entry pass to Muhanan on the block. Kicks it outside to Julia Duncan. Duncan, the entry pass to Muhanan at 9, at 8. Shot clock to the corner. It's Grant who drives in. The layup is up, and it's good. Makes the score 6-5. Lee leads here with 4:51 remaining in the first quarter. Lauren Lilly has it right wing. The entry pass to Dent, right short corner. She pivots, spins around, stops. Kicks it outside to Watts. Watts stops. The three ball short. No good. Rebound fought for, controlled by Lee. Haley Schubert crosses midcourt, top of the key. Dribbles it, drives in left side. She stops. The jump shot, no good. Rebound goes to Zoe Watts. Justina Butler has it now, crosses midcourt, right side to Lauren Lilly. Lilly, right wing, in front of the lead bench, up top to Dent. Dent, left side to Watts. Watts, looking, shot clock at 14, to Dent, right wing. Dent to Butler. Butler, top of the arc, now at 9. Calls for a screen. She gets it by Watts. Left wing, stops to Tasia. Tasia stops at 3. At 2, drives in to Watts at 1. The layup, it's good. 7-6, Tigers lead. 3:53 remaining in the first quarter. Schubert, right side pass goes to Duncan. Duncan, inside pass, stolen by Bria Dent. Dent going the other way with it to Lily. She drives in. Layup is up. No good, but she is fouled. Lauren Lilly is fouled and will head to the charity stripe to shoot a pair. That'll bring back Jada Golden for the Tigers. Justina Butler will take a short break now. Lilly sets in. First free throw up. No good. Shooting 1 of 2 after she was fouled on the layup. Lauren Lilly this season is averaging from the free throw line 64% as she misses the second one, so 0 for 2 today. And so now Haley Schubert, who dribbles it across the timeline, top of the arc, 3:33 remaining in the first quarter. Hughes has it right side. Left side pass to Garrett, top of the key. Back to Hughes. Hughes looking right side to Duncan. Duncan, right wing, up top to Hughes. Dribbles it left side, and passes it left side, and it goes out of bounds. And that pass was intended to Cameron Grant. Grant got a hold on it, but couldn't maintain it, and so it went out of bounds. I am sitting a few rows up here at the Paul Dana Walker Arena, and so from my vantage point, it's kind of difficult to see what was going on. So my apologies on that, but Jada Golden has it, gives it to Dent. Dent, right wing, entry pass to Tasia. Tasia turns around, and a foul is going to be called on Lee, on number 20, Cameron Grant. And now, number 13, Micah Black has checked in. And now for the Tigers, Augusta Arnold has checked in for Lauren Lilly. Golden, left side to Dent. Dent, left wing, looking. Shot clock at 12 to Tasia on the block. Tasia at 10, pump fakes. Kicks it outside to Dent at 7. Dent at 5, dribbles in right side, stops the jump shot. No good, rebound, fought for, and controlled by the Lady Flames. Haley Schubert crosses the timeline, top of the key. Drives in right side, kicks it outside. In the corner, Duncan has it. She drives in, stops, kicks it back to Schubert. Schubert back inside to Garrett. Garrett on the block. Stops. The layup is up. No good. Rebound goes to Bria Dent. Dent to Golden. Golden crosses midcourt. Calls out the play. Left side to Dent. Dent left wing. Inside pass to Arnold. On the block. She goes up. No good. Hannah Garrett the rebound. Tough one there for Augusta Arnold. Schubert crosses midcourt. Top of the key. Left side pass goes to Black. Back to Schubert. Right side to Garrett. To Duncan. Duncan in the corner. Inside pass goes to Grant on the block. She throws up a layup. No good, but she is fouled by Zoe Watts. So right now, we've got 2:01 remaining in the first quarter. Tigers are leading it 7-6. With Cameron Grant at the charity stripe shooting 2. First one is up, and it's no good. Ella Falcons has checked in for the UWA Tigers for Zoe Watts. So Tiger lineup consists of Arnold, Golden, Falcons, Dent, and Tasia Garrett Hammett. The second free throw is up and good for Cameron Grant. So we are all knotted up here at 7 in Cleveland, Tennessee. So that'll bring in Justina Butler for the Tigers Justina Butler checks in for Tasia Garrett Hammett. A good sign for Tiger fans. I saw Justina checking with the athletic trainer, so good to see her back on the floor. Golden crosses midcourt, top of the arc, dribbles it right side to Arnold. Arnold right wing, looking inside, up top to Falcons. Falcons bobbles it, gets it back to Golden, left wing. Up top to Arnold at 14. Entry pass to Dent at 12. The jump shot, she buries it. 9-7 ball game. Tigers lead it by 2 here in Cleveland. Schubert has it. Left side entry pass goes to Garrett. Garrett on the block. Stops. Kicks it outside to Smith. Smith up top to Duncan. To Schubert. Schubert top of the key. Left side pass goes to Garrett. Garrett looking, looking. Back to Schubert. Shot clock at 9. Schubert drives in. She stops. The floater, no good. Rebound Ella Falcons. To Golden. Golden to Butler. Butler left wing. She stops. Resets things here for the Tiger offense. Gets it to Arnold, top of the key. Arnold to Falcons, to Golden, right wing, to Dent. Dent on the block, looking to Arnold. Arnold, the floater, it's up, no good. Rebound fought for and controlled by Addison Smith. She gives it to Schubert. Schubert, left side to Duncan. Duncan in the corner, gets it up top, back to Schubert. Schubert, left wing. Schubert dribbles it right side to Black. To Schubert. Schubert, the jump shot, no good. Rebound controlled by Smith, and her layup is up and good, which makes the game tied up again at 9. So there's about a .5 differential here on the shot clock, so I'd imagine the Tigers try and hold it here with 20 seconds left in the first quarters. Golden has it right wing. And so, yes, I hear Coach Graham saying one shot, one shot. So Golden has it right wing. Shot clock at 8. At 7, backs it back out, right side to Dent at 5. At 4, she drives in at 2. The layup is up, no good. Rebound goes to Lee, and Schubert will dribble this one out as we head to the second quarter, and we are right back where we started when we began the ball game at 0-0. It's 9-9 here in Cleveland, Tennessee. Not much offense going on, but good defense on both sides of the court from both teams. So we will take a short break as West Alabama has 9, Lee has 9, here as we begin the second quarter. You're listening to UWA Women's Basketball on Sly 104.9.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. It's open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need from spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
Welcome back to the Paul Dana Walker Arena. We are tied up at 2. Hannah Garrett has them on the block, and she has a very easy layup, and she lays it in for 2 to make the score go to 11-9, and Coach Kramer will immediately check in Augusta Arnold at the next dead ball. Lauren Lilly has it right wing. Lilly looking, looking up top to Falcons. To Golden, left wing. Golden to Falcons. Falcons, right side to Butler. The entry pass to Tasia on the block. Tasia pump fakes, goes up. No call. Gets her back, goes up. And now she gets that call. So she'll head to the charity stripe to shoot 2. Looking to tie the game up at 11-all. And Augusta Arnold checks in for Lauren Lilly. Augusta Arnold, the freshman from Greensboro, Alabama. Augusta has seen a lot of playing time here recently. Not seeing much at the beginning of the year, but here lately she has seen a lot, mostly because of her defensive abilities. As Tasia Garrett Hammett buries the first free throw to make it 11-10. Lee leads it. We've got 9:23 remaining here in the second quarter. Tasia sets in the second one. She buries it as well. Makes the score 11-all. Going the other way now. Julia Duncan has it for the Flames. Crosses midcourt, working against Butler. Duncan dribbles it, right side pass, goes to Smith, kicks it up top to Garrett, she dribbles it left side, the pass to Duncan in the corner, back to Garrett, left wing, back to Duncan, left wing looking, shot clock ticking at 8, at 7. She drives in. She stops. Kicks it outside to Garrett. In the corner, pass goes to Hughes. The three ball, no good. Rebound controlled by Smith for Lee. Back to Hughes in the corner. The three ball by Black, no good. Rebound fought for. Tasia Garrett Hammett falls to the ground. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Lee basketball. Looked like Tasia and Addison Smith both collided with each other on the rebound, and they'll say it last touched off of Tasia, so it'll be Lee basketball. And that'll bring in Macy Woodworth for Hannah Garrett, as well as number 20 Cameron Grant checks into the game for Addison Smith. So Duncan set to trigger it in for the Flames, gets it in the corner. The three ball is up and good by Hallie Hughes. So it's a 14-11 ball game here. Justina Butler has it left wing. Butler looking to Arnold. Arnold, right side to Golden. Golden, right wing, dribbles it up top to Butler, and now a foul is going to be called on number 3, Julia Duncan. And so now Zoe Watts checks back into the game for Ella Falcons for the Tigers. And so Jada Golden has it. Top of the key, dribbles it left side. She stops, working against Duncan. Up top to Watts. Watts, right side to Arnold. The entry pass to Tasia. Tasia to Butler, to Golden. Left wing, spot up three ball, no good. Rebound is controlled by Julia Duncan, and she is going the other way with it. Crosses the timeline. Right side pass goes to Cameron Grant. Grant, the entry pass goes to Macy Woodworth. Kicks it outside to Carball. Carball, left wing. In the corner now, Duncan has it. Duncan, shot clock ticking now at 12. Duncan stops. Up top pass goes to Hughes. Hughes left wing. Right side pass goes to Carball. She drives in at 2. She stops. The jump shot, no good. And they call a shot clock violation. So good defense there by the Tigers. Makes the score 14-11. Or keeps the score at 14-11, I should say. 7:38 remaining here in the second quarter. Going the other way now. Jada Golden has it. Golden crosses midcourt. Dribbles it. Almost loses it. Gets it back. Top of the key. Left side to Dent. Dent left wing. Stops. Up top to Tasia. Tasia, the entry pass to Watts on the block. She backs it out at 10. At 9. To Dent at 7. Dent left wing. Dribbles it at 5, at 4, inside to Watts at 3, the layup, no good. Rebound controlled by Lee, and now I believe they say it goes out of bounds. As Hughes, I believe, lost it on the rebound. So it'll be Tiger basketball with a fresh shot clock at 30. Dent set to trigger it in. She gets it into the corner to Butler. Butler up top to Golden. Almost loses it, and she does lose it. Golden finally fights for it, and it goes out of bounds. And they'll say Lee basketball, and Coach Cram, Coach Lovell on the Tiger bench are not happy about that. Still not happy about it because it looked like it looked like Lee had tipped it going the other way, and so it would have been, in that case, West Alabama basketball had it gone out of bounds like it did, but that seemed to not be the case, so it'll be Lee basketball. Schubert, right wing, gives it up top to Carball. Carball, the long three, and it is good. My goodness. 17-11. Lee leads it now. Jada Golden has it coming the other way. 6:40 remaining here in the first half. Tigers trail by 6. Golden to Watts. Watts to Tasia. Tasia drives in. The Euro, the layup, no good. Rebound by Cameron Grant, and she gives it to Schubert. Schubert, left wing. She drives in. She stops, kicks it outside to Hughes, to Schubert, the three, and it's good. 20-11, timeout, Coach Cram, and he is still going at the officials about the out-of-bounds call from the previous possessions. And he says, there's no explanation for it. And Coach Graham says, well, all right. And so now he goes to his bench. And so we will take a break as Lee has broken the game up, leads it 20-11 now with 6:16 remaining here in the second quarter. You're listening to UWA Women's Basketball on SLI 1049.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships, and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Welcome back to the Paul Dana Walker Arena. UWA has the basketball. Bria Dent, left wing, gives it up top to Golden. Golden, top of the key, right side to Butler. Butler, right wing, over to Tasia in the corner. Tasia to Butler. Butler, up top to Golden. Golden fakes the pass, drives in, kicks it outside to Butler. The entry pass to Tasia, being double teamed now. Got to get help. Can't get it. Stand ball goes out of bounds. And it will be Tiger basketball. They'll have 3 seconds to work with here on the shot clock. So expect a quick pass and a quick shot for the Tigers. Bria Dent set to trigger it in. Dent calls up the play, inbounding it, and she gets it to Watts in the corner. She stops, the jump shot, no good. Rebound goes to Morgan Carball. Carball gets it to Schubert. Schubert, top of the key, drives in right side, back to Carball. Carball to Schubert. Schubert, right wing, goes to work against Butler. Right side pass, goes to Woodworth, left side pass goes to Carball, the open three, and it's good. 23-11 now, 12-point lead for the Lady Flames here against West Alabama. Jada Golden gives it to Watts. Watts stops to Dent. Dent, left wing, looking up top to Butler. Butler, right side to Golden. Golden back to Dent. Dent over to Butler. Butler, left wing, looking. Shot clock now at 12 to Golden. Right side to Dent at 10. Inside to Watts at 8, at 7, stops, turnaround jump shot, no good. Tigers have no offensive movement right now. Got to get some players moving around. Schubert drives in, loses it, gets it back, kicks it outside to Grant. Grant drives in to Schubert. Schubert, right wing, top of the key, left side pass to Woodworth. Woodworth, outside to Schubert. Schubert, back to Woodworth. She stops, stolen by Jada Golden. Golden going the other way with it, crosses midcourt on the left side. Up top to Watts. Watts looking back to Golden at 20 on the shot clock. Left wing back to Dent, right side. Dent drives in right side. She stops the jump shot. No good. Rebound controlled by Lee. Haley Schubert will slow the game down as she looks to her head coach, Marty Rowe, for the play call. And she gets it. She hands it off to Carball. Carball to Duncan. Duncan, top of the key, drives in right side, stops, loses it. Bria Dent comes up with it. Dent dribbles it the other way, gives it to Butler. Butler on the left wing. Butler, top of the key. Right side to Golden. Up top to Watts. Watts, left side to Dent, left side to Butler. Butler in the corner. Inside pass to Tasia, and it's stolen by Haley Schubert. Schubert's going the other way with it. Top of the key, right side pass to Carball. In the corner, back to Schubert, top of the key. She dribbles it left side. Gets the pass back. She stops, pops the three ball, no good. Rebound Zoe Watts. Watts gives it to Jada Golden. Golden will dribble it the other way. Tigers have scored just 2 points here in the second quarter. As Butler has it left wing. Butler gives it to Dent. Dent almost loses it. Gets it to Watts instead. Watts to Golden. Right wing. Dribbles it. Top of the key now. Stops the long three ball. Bank shot. No good. Watts the rebound. Never mind. Haley Schubert comes up with it. She's going the other way with it. Left side. She stops. Pump fakes. The jump shot. No good. Rebound controlled by Lee. Kicks it out to Schubert. Left wing. She'll reset things here with a fresh 20 on the shot clock. Schubert gives it to Woodworth. Woodworth drives in at 10. At 9. The layup. She's fouled, so she'll head to the line to shoot 2. Here with 2:41 remaining in the second quarter. And that is Zoe Watts, the second personal foul of the game. So Woodworth sits in at the charity stripe. The first one is up, and it's good. Makes the score 25-11. Woodworth sits in the second free throw, and it's good. Makes the score 25-11 here at the Paul Dana Walker Arena in Cleveland, Tennessee. Tigers got to get back in this ball game before it comes to halftime. As Ella Falcons inbounds it to Justina Butler on the court for the Tigers, with Falcons Butler is Dent, Tasia, and Lauren Lilly. Tasia has it left wing, looking, dribbles it top of the key, right wing now to Dent. Dent, right wing, looking, shot clock down at 15 now. Up top to Butler. Butler calls for a screen, and she gets it. Dribbles it left wing. She stops. Up top to Tasia at 7. At 6, Tasia at 5. At 4, drives in at right side at 3. To Dent at 2. The jump shot, no good. Rebound goes into the hands of Hannah Garrett. So Duncan has it right side. Gets it to the corner to Smith. The 3, she buries it. 28-11 is your score as Lee leads it. My goodness. The second quarter, Lee has hit every single shot available. Dent inside to Lily. Lily on the block. She stops outside to Dent. Dent almost loses it, gets it back. Dent, top of the key now. Dribbles it right side to Lily. Lily, dribble, stops inside to Tasia. Shot clock at 8. Tasia on the block. She stops to Dent. Dent at 5. She drives in. The Euro, the layup, it's good. 28-13. Minute 30 remaining. Tigers were scoreless for 7.5 minutes there. Finally get a basket to go. Addison Smith, right wing, gets it right side to Hughes. Hughes, the entry pass to Garrett. Garrett kicks it outside. Carball, the 3. No good. Rebound fought for. Gets it into the hands of Justina Butler. Butler has it left wing. Up top to Tasia. Tasia looking right side to Lauren Lilly. Lilly, right wing, shot clock at 15. To Dent, top of the arc, left side to Butler. Butler, entry pass to Tasia. Tasia on the block. She goes to work. She pump fakes the layup. It's good. Tigers have a little momentum here with a quick 4-0 run. 28-15 is your score. We've got 46 seconds remaining here in the game clock of the second quarter. 22 seconds on the shot clock as Duncan left wing to Carball. Carball to Hughes. Hughes top of the key, left side to Garrett. Garrett dribbles it. Left side pass goes to Duncan. Shot clock now at 11. She drives in. She stops. The jump shot, no good. But she is fouled, so she'll head to the line and shoot 2. As they get number 25, Justina Butler with the foul. That is her first personal foul of the ball game. Butler, so for the Tigers, Butler, Dent, and Tasia have both played 17 minutes. And Jada Golden has played 15. Justina now has 18 minutes to play as the first free throw is up and good for Julia Duncan. Makes the score 29-15. Duncan, the second free throw, it's up and good. And Cameron Grant checks back into the ball game for number 25, Addison Smith. So the Tigers will have the final shot here of the second quarter as Bria Dent crosses midcourt with it on the left wing. She's got 20 seconds to work with now. On the court, Dent, Falcons, Lily, Tasia, and Justina Butler. Dent, left wing, dribbles it, goes to work, top of the key at 11. Drives in at 10. The layup, no good. Rebound fought for, goes out of bounds, and it will be Tiger basketball. My goodness. The Leaf fans here are not really happy about that one, and I don't really blame them. It looked like it was off the hands of Tasia, but nonetheless, Tiger basketball, and now a intentional foul is called on number 12, Haley Hughes, for the Lady Flames. Coach Marty Rose still asking about that out-of-bounds call on I don't blame them. But as a West Alabama fan, we will take it any day. So, not sure what's going on right now. So Bria Dent will inbound it with 6.7 seconds left. She gets the ball. Tigers run their play. Gets it to Lily. Lily up top to Butler at 4, at 3, at 2, to Lily at 1. The stops. She shoots. And they call a travel on Lauren Lily. And so now the teams were trying to get off the court, but they whistle for them to come back. And so now Tigers are trailing 30-15. They've put 0.4 seconds back on the clock. This is in the second quarter. So it looks like Cameron Grant will likely just inbound it. And Coach Cram is talking to a referee about it. And the inbound, and that will now do it. As we end the first half, Lee, my goodness, during that half, outscored the Tigers 19-4 in the final 9:22 of that quarter. So, tough second quarter for the Tigers. We'll take a short break. Tigers trail here in Cleveland, Tennessee, 30-15 against the number 25 ranked team in America, the Lee University Lady Flames. So we're going to take a short break. We'll come back with halftime team and individual stats. You're listening to UWA Men's Women's Basketball on Sly 104.9.
Trucks. Lee Allen and Callan Combs for Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Meridian.
Pop-up, you have so many trucks in stock.
That's right, Callan. Fords, Chevrolets, GMC, Dodge, Toyota, Nissan. We've got just what you want in a truck.
Red, white, blue, gas, or diesel. Pop-up, you've got more trucks than anyone I know.
That's right, Callan. Come see us today at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Meridian.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. It's open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need from spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships, and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Welcome back to the Paul Dana Walker Arena. We're a halftime show with two Lee students shooting half-court shots, and we've gone for about 3 minutes now, and they have both not yet to make one. We'll let you know when they make one. So, looking at some halftime team and individual stats, for the Tigers, Tasia Garrett-Hammett had 4 points. She played 18 minutes, shot the ball 1-for-5 from the field, 2-for-2 from the free throw line, 2 rebounds, and they were both offensive rebounds, 1 assist, and 2 steals, and she has 1 foul. Bria Dent, 4-for-9 from the field, on 44% shooting, 1-for-1 from three-point land, and 3 rebounds, 1 offensive with 2 defensive, 1 turnover, 1 steal, 9 total points, and that is her stat line. Justina Butler played 18 minutes, no points, 1 rebound, 1 defensive, 2 assists, 2 turnovers, with 1 personal foul. Jada Golden for the Tigers, 15 minutes to play, 0-for-5 from the field, 0-for-4 from three-point range, 1 steal, and scored none in the first half. Lauren Lilly, 10 minutes to play, 0-for-2 from the free throw line, 1 turnover there in the first half. Augusta Arnold, 5 minutes to play. Ella Falcons played 6 minutes, and we now have the lead student just made the half-court shot, so it only took them about 4.5 minutes to make it. And so Ella Falcons played 6 minutes for the Tigers. Zoe Watts played 10 minutes. She picked up 2 rebounds. They were both defensive rebounds. And 2 personal fouls with 2 points. She shot the ball 1-for-5 from the field, which is 20% from the field, 0-for-1 from three-point range. And that is your individual stats for the University of West Alabama. And now for Lee University, their halftime individual stats. Haley Hughes, 13 minutes to play. 2-for-3 from the field. That was all from three-point range. 1-for-2 from the free throw line. 3 rebounds. 2 assists. 7 total points. And Cameron Grant, 15 minutes to play. 1-for-1 from the field. 1-for-2 from free throw line. 5 rebounds. 5 defensive. 1 steal. 1 foul. 3 total points. Hannah Garrett, 12 minutes to play. 1-for-3 from the field, 0-for-1 from deep, with 3 rebounds, they were both defensive, and 2 total points. Haley Schubert, 14 minutes to play, 1-for-6 from the field, 1 rebound, 1 defensive rebound, 1 assist, 3 turnovers, 1 steal, 1 foul, and scored 3 total points. And Carbaugh for the Lady Flames, 12 minutes to play, 2-for-3 from the 3-point range, 66% from 3-point range, 1 rebound, 1 defensive, 1 assist, 1 turnover, and 6 total points. Muhannon played 2 minutes there in the first half, had 1 defensive rebound. And Micah Black, 5 minutes to play, 0-for-1 from the field for the Lady Flames. And number 24, Macy Woodworth, 6 minutes to play, 2-for-2 from the free throw line, 1 rebound, 1 offensive rebound, 1 assist, 1 turnover, 2 total points. And number 25, Addison Smith, 5 minutes to play, 2-for-2 from the field, 1-for-1 from three-point range, and 4 rebounds, 2 offensive and 2 defensive rebounds, 1 foul, 5 total points. And number 3, Julia Duncan, 15 minutes to play, 2-for-2 from the free throw line, 1 rebound, 1 defensive rebound, 2 assists, 1 turnover, 1 foul, and 2 total points. And that is your Lee University halftime individual stats. So, looking at that, you know, Lee doesn't have really anybody that is tearing it up, scoring the ball. They do have 30 points, but it's really came from everybody that's played tonight. They've only got 2 players that have not played that didn't score the ball. And so the Tigers, defensively in the second half, are going to have to play a little bit better if they want a chance to get back in this game. And most importantly, going to have to find a way to score the ball with only 15 points here at halftime. So, looking at team stats now, first for UWA, 15 total points, 6 for 26 from the field, 23% from the field, 1 for 6 from 3-point range, 16% from beyond the arc, and 50% on 2 for 4 shooting from the charity stripe, 10 rebounds, 4 offensive, 6 or defensive rebounds. This game has been tied up 5 times. We've had 4 lead changes. UWA led in the first half for 4 minutes and 50 seconds. Most of that was in the first quarter. And the last time the Tigers led was with 30 seconds in the first quarter. It was 9-7. Largest lead was 2 the Tigers had. And we've had 4 UWA assists, 5 turnovers, 2 bench points, no blocks, 4 steals, 5 points off of turnovers, 8 points in the paint, 4 second chance points, 4 personal fouls, 28 possessions for the Tigers there in the first half. And for Lee, 30 points, 9 for 21 shooting from the field, which is good for 42.9%, 6 for 11 from beyond the arc, which is 54.5%. From the charity stripe, 75% on 6 of 8 shooting, 22 total rebounds, 5 were offensive, 17 were defensive rebounds, and they led the first half for 11 minutes and 42 seconds. Their largest lead was 17. That was with 2 minutes left in the second quarter when it was 28-11. They've led for 58.5% of the first half. 7 assists, 9 turnovers, 9 bench points, no blocks, 2 steals, 5 points off of turnovers, 6 points in the paint, 10 second chance points, 5 personal fouls, no technical fouls for either team, and both teams have had 28 possessions. So we will take another break, and when we come back, we'll look around at the conference and see what other games are going on tonight and going on this week. Again, I am Mark Gillum, and I'm giving you the play-by-play for today's game here against Lee University. And I appreciate you listening. So we'll take a short break, and when we come back, we will look at the GSC scores. You're listening to UWA Women's Basketball on Slot 104.9.
Trucks, trucks, trucks. Lee Allen and Callan Combs for Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Meridian.
Pop-up, you have so many trucks in stock.
That's right, Callan. Fords, Chevrolets, GMC, Dodge, Toyota, Nissan. We've got just what you want in a truck.
Red, white, blue, gas, or diesel. Pop-up, you've got more trucks than anyone I know.
That's right, Callan. Come see us today at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Meridian.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
Welcome back to the Paul Dana Walker Arena here in Cleveland, Tennessee. We're at halftime in this GSC women's basketball game. Lee currently leads your West Alabama women's basketball team 30-15. We've got about 3 minutes until we begin the second half. Looking at some of the other games in the GSC tonight. And in women's basketball, this is the only game going on. We've got one other men's game going on tonight. And it is Lee taking on Mississippi College, and they have yet to begin, so they will begin at 7 o'clock Eastern Time, which is where I'm at, and if you're in Sumter County, it will begin at 6 o'clock Central Time. The time zones always throw me off, so I apologize about that, and so looking at this week in women's basketball. Tomorrow night, Auburn-Montgomery on the road taking on Shorter. That game scheduled for 4:30 p.m. tip-off time, Eastern time zone. And going on in Pensacola Wednesday night, West Georgia takes on West Florida in a GSC game. That game scheduled for a 5:30 p.m. tip-off. And also going on Thursday, Union and Shorter will be playing each other. Delta State will be in Livingston. We want everybody to come out for that game at 5 p.m., the women tip off. And then the men will tip off at about 7 that night. Christian Brothers takes on Lee here in the Paul Dana Walker Arena. at 5 p.m. that night, and at 5:30 p.m. in Huntsville, Mississippi College will be taking on Alabama Huntsville. And then, so that is your games. Well, we'll go through Saturday's games. It'll be Union and Lee taking on each other here in Cleveland. That'll be a great GSC women's basketball game. Christian Brothers and Shorter, Valdosta State and West Georgia, Montevallo, Auburn, Montgomery, Mississippi College and West Alabama, and Delta State and Alabama Huntsville. That is your games going on this week. And so, now we'll go through the standings as both teams are back on the court. As we are about to begin the second half, UWA just now getting out of their locker room. Lee on the court now, talking to each other. And so the GSC standings now, Union is in first place with the perfect 16-0 record. Valdosta State in second with a 16-2 GSC record. Lee in third with a 13-4 GSC record. The Argonauts of West Florida in fourth place with a 12-6 GSC record. UWA in fifth with a 9-7 GSC record. Mississippi College behind the Tigers with a 9-9 GSC record. And they're tied with Delta State with also a 9-9 record. Montevallo at 8-11. Right now, if the GSC tournament began, UWA would be going on the road to West Florida as the 5 seed taking on the 4 seed. 4 seed would be the Argonauts. 5 seed would be the Tigers. But we still got a ways to go here in the regular season. And we got a ways to go in this game. Tigers trail Lee by 15 here in Cleveland. As we begin the second half, Bria Dent inbounds it to Jada Golden, and we are underway here at the Paul Dana Walker Arena for second half GSC basketball. Tasia Garrett Hammett takes that one to the rack, and she is fouled. And so they get number 32, Hannah Garrett, with the foul. And so now Tigers will inbound it. Lauren Lilly set to trigger it in. Lilly looking in the corner, goes to Butler, to Golden, left wing. Golden to Lilly. Lilly, right wing. Trying to get inside to Tasia. She does. Tasia on the block. Goes up strong. Layup is up and good. 30-17 ball game here. 9:40 remaining here in this third quarter. Good offense there from the Tigers. I like what I saw. Look like they are doing what they are normally doing. And on the defensive end, the layup is up and good for Hannah Garrett. So, 32-17 with 9:24 remaining here in the third quarter. Golden gives it to Butler. Butler, left wing to Tasia. Tasia, top of the key, drives in, spins around, goes up, layup is up, it's good. Nice job, Tasia Garrett Hammett. 32-19, 9:08 remaining here in the third quarter. Schubert, top of the key, the entry pass to Garrett. Garrett turns around, looking, right side to Schubert. Schubert, right wing, drives baseline, brings it back out, working against Justina Butler. Gets it up top. The pass goes left side now to Cameron Grant. Grant gives it to Garrett. Garrett, inside pass, goes to Grant. The layup is up and good for Cameron Grant. Makes the score 34-19 now. And so we go the other way. Jada Golden crosses midcourt. Left side to Lauren Lilly. Lilly, left wing, up top to Butler. Butler, right side to Tasia. Tasia dribbles it, hands it off to Golden. Golden, top of the key, backs it back out. Left side to Lauren Lilly. Left wing to Butler. Butler, inside to Dent on the block. Dent stops, pump fakes, kicks it outside. Butler in the corner. The three ball is up. No good. Rebound fought for and controlled by the Lady Flames. Haley Hughes came up with that one. She gives it ahead to Schubert. Schubert, right wing, dribbles it, top of the key, drives in, kicks it outside to Hughes. Hughes, right side pass, goes to Carball. The entry pass to Garrett. The layup, it's good. 36-19, 7:55 remaining here in the third quarter. Jada Golden crosses midcourt. Hands it off to Tasia. Tasia dribbles it right side to Dent. Dent, right wing, drives baseline. She stops. Lobs it across to Jada Golden. The entry pass to Tasia. She goes up. The layup, it's no good. But she is fouled, so she'll head to the foul line to shoot two. And that foul, I believe, is on Hannah Garrett, number 32. And that is Garrett's first personal foul of the game as Tasia buries the first free throw. Makes it 36-20. Tigers trail by 16 here in Cleveland. Tasia, the second free throw. It's up. It's good. 36-21 with 7:40 remaining here in the third quarter. Haley Schubert going the other way. Crosses midcourt on the right wing now. The handoff to Hughes. Gets it up top to Duncan. Duncan drives in right side. She stops. The layup blocked by Tasia, and a foul is called on Tasia. They say she got her on the head.
Foul number one, Tasia Hammond. That's her second first. At the line, Julia Duncan shooting two.
So Duncan sets in. The free throw is up, and it's good. 37-21 now is the score. And Duncan sets in. The second free throw is up, and it's no good. So 37-21. Excuse me. Jada Golden to Tasia. Tasia, excuse me, Lauren Lilly in the corner. Loses it. Picked off. Stolen by Haley Hughes. Hughes coming the other way. Working his Dent. Dent applying full court pressure. Schubert now gets it. Cross court pass goes to Duncan in the corner. The entry pass to Garrett on the block. She kicks it out to Schubert. Schubert, top of the key. Left wing, drives in. Stops. Kicks it outside to Garrett. Stops. The three. It's good. So now 40-21, 6:50 remaining. Bria Dent, left side to Tasia Garrett Hammett. Tasia on the block, brings it back out, resets things here, gives it to Lily. Lily, left wing, back to Tasia. Tasia on the block, she spins around. The layup is up, and it's good by Tasia Garrett Hammett. Makes the score 40-23. And now Schubert, right side pass goes to Duncan. Duncan in the corner to Schubert. Schubert, left side. Pass goes now to Haley Hughes. In the corner, she drives baseline. She stops. She goes up. The layup, no good. Hughes the rebound. Goes back up with it. It's good. She's fouled. She'll go to the line. Looking to put Lee up 20 points here in this one.
Fouls number one, taking here, and that's her third to second. Correction, that foul is number two, Maria Dent. That's her first.
So Lauren Lilly checks out for Ella Falcons. Ella Falcons checks in. Hughes, the free throw, it is up, and it's good. Makes the score 43-24. So a 19-point lead. Golden gives it to Butler. Butler, left wing to Golden. Golden, top of the key, right side pass. Goes to Dent in the corner. To Tasia. Tasia, Ella. Ella, the layup, it's good. 43-26 now, 6 minutes remaining here in the third quarter. Tigers got to get stops here. Schubert, left side pass, goes to Haley Hughes in the corner. Back to Schubert, top of the key. Schubert dribbles it right side. The entry pass, the layup by Duncan, swatted by Jada Golden, and they call a foul. They say Jada Golden got her on the wrist. And so Julia Duncan will head to the charity stripe to shoot two. Duncan sits in. The first free throw is up, and it's good. Makes the score 44-26. Lee leads the Tigers. Duncan sits in. The second free throw, and it's good. Makes the score now 45-25. Augusta Arnold checks in for Justina Butler. Augusta Arnold has found her way into the rotation here. As Jada Golden gets the ball, left side to Bria Dent. Dent, left wing, being double-teamed to Golden. Golden being double-teamed, entry pass to Tasia on the block. Tasia now being double-teamed. Tasia to Dent. Dent to Golden. Golden, cross-court to Arnold. Arnold, entry pass to Ella. It goes out of bounds, and it will be Lee basketball. So that was excellent defense there by Lee, and every time that a Tiger player got it, they would shift someone over to double team, which would force the Tigers to pass it. And when you're being double teamed, it's more difficult to pass it. And so that's what forced another Tiger turnover. As Muhannad has on the block, she goes up, she misses it. Bria Dent, the rebound. Dent gives it ahead to Augusta Arnold. It goes out of bounds, so it'll be Lee basketball. Tough pass there by Bria Dent. Arnold could not stretch her hands out to grab that one. And so now Haley Johnson has it for the lead. Left wing, dribbles it, and she flips it to Hughes, to Duncan. Duncan, top of the key, shot clock at 17, gets it to Muhannon. Muhannon at 14, kicks it outside to Duncan. The wide open three is no good. Rebound goes out of bounds, and it will become Tiger basketball. And we have a media timeout, so we'll take a break as Lee leads West Alabama in a GSC women's basketball game, 45-25. With 4:48 remaining here in the third quarter, you're listening to UWA Women's Basketball on Sly 104.9.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. It's open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need for spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships, and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
Welcome back to the Paul Dana Walker Arena. Last Wednesday, the first batch of the NCAA regional rankings came out. The UWA women's basketball team did not find themselves in the top 10. Still work to do if they want to make that cut. And Lee, likely the Tigers would have to win the conference tournament championship to get into the NCAA tournament. And so Lee comes in at number 5, so they want to improve that by trying to win out and win the GSC Tournament Championship. Golden, right wing, has it to Tasia. Tasia pump fakes, dribbles it, drives in left side. She goes up strong. The layup, it's no good, but she is fouled. So she'll head.
Fouls number 25.
She'll head to the charity stripe to shoot two.
At the line, Tasia Garrett-Hammett, shoot two.
Tasia Garrett-Hammett, 81% free throw line shooter. She sets in. The first one is up, and it's good. Tasia today, 5 for 5 from the charity stripe, and she'll set in for the second one. It is up, and it is good. Makes the score 45-27 with 4:30 to go here in the third quarter. Duncan has it right wing. Excuse me, Haley Johnson, top of the key, right side to Garrett. Garrett, right wing, looking. Right side pass goes to Duncan now. Duncan in the corner. Dribbles it, working against Arnold. Top of the key to Johnson. Johnson, back to Garrett. Garrett spins around at 12. Kicks it outside to Johnson. Johnson at 9. Shot clock now at 7 to Garrett. The 3 ball is up, falls around, and it falls in. Makes the score now 48-27 with 3:59 to go. Jada Golden has it right wing, dribbles it now, top of the key. On the left wing, she stops, backs it out to Falcons, to Arnold. Arnold, the entry pass to Tasia. Tasia on the block, goes to work. She stops, spins around to Falcons. It goes out of bounds, so it'll be Lady Flame basketball. Haley Schubert and Cameron Grant check back into the game for Haley Johnson and Addison Smith. Tiger lineup, Golden, Tasia, Dent, Falcons, Arnold. Schubert, Grant, Carball is your lead lineup. As Duncan has it, she drives in, she stops, kicks it to Garrett. Garrett, the 3 ball again, misses it. Rebound goes to Bria Dent. Dent coming the other way with it. Tigers trail by 21 with 3:21 remaining here in the third quarter. Jada Golden, top of the key. Dribbles it left side to Tasia. Tasia, left wing, looking, gets it to Arnold. Arnold in the corner. Arnold inside past the Ella Falcons. She kicks it outside to Dent. Dent, left wing, up top to Golden. Golden back to Dent. Shot clock ticking at 6. Inside the Falcons at 5. At 4. Golden in the corner. Got to throw up a 3. And the bank is open. Jetta Golden shakes her head. Doesn't know how she makes that one. 48-30 now. 2:51 remaining in the third quarter. Schubert has it left wing. top of the key now. Drives in. Crossover move. The floater. It's good. So it's 50-30 now. 2:33 remaining here in the third quarter. Jetta Golden crosses the timeline. Top of the key. Left side to Arnold. Arnold left wing looking. Gets it to Tasia. Tasia back to Arnold. Inside to Falcons. Falcons on the block. The pass to Tasia. Tasia one dribble. She goes up. She is fouled. She makes the basket. So she'll head to the charity stripe to try and convert the and one. Makes the score now 50-32. Looking to cut the lead to 17. Justina Butler checks back in for Jetta Golden. And Zoe Watts checks back in for Ella Falcons. And Tasia, the free throw, it's up and good. Makes the score 50-33. Haley Schubert coming the other way with it. Crosses midcourt. Dribbles it left-handed, back right-handed. Right side pass goes to number 12, Haley Hughes. Hughes, top of the key, and she is fouled by Bria Dent. And so that will be Bria Dent's first personal foul of the game. Tiger foul trouble. Only one, Tasia Garrett Hammett. Zoe Watts does have two. And for Lee, Grant, Garrett, and Smith all have two. And now, a warning was issued against Bria Dent for, I believe, stepping over the line while Micah Black was inbounding it, and Dent steals the inbound. Dent gives it to Butler. Butler stops. The layup is up by Butler. No good. And now the rebound goes to Black. Black gives it to Schubert. Schubert crosses midcourt, top of the key. Right side to Garrett. The pass to Black. The three. No good. Rebound Zoe Watts. Watts to Tasia. Tasia coming the other way with it. Gives it to Butler. Tigers have a little momentum here. Gives it to Arnold. Arnold on the right wing. Entry pass to Dent. Dent on the block. She stops, spins around. The jump shot, no good. Rebound goes to number 12, Hallie Hughes. She gives it to Schubert. Schubert crosses midcourt. Schubert, right side pass to Garrett. Garrett kicks it outside to Hughes. And now a foul is called on number 11, Augusta Arnold.
Foul is number 11, Augusta Arnold. That's her first.
And so now, Ella Falcons checks in for Tasia Garrett Hammett. And Julia Duncan checks into the ballgame for Micah Black. The first one is up and good by Johnson. Excuse me, by Hughes. The second one is up and good as well. Makes the score now 52-33 with a minute 15 remaining in the third quarter. Justina Butler gives it to Dent. Dent, right wing, being double teamed to Butler. Butler, back to Dent. Dent, right wing, to Butler. Butler takes the pass, back to Dent. Dent drives in. She stops. The jump shot's up. No good. Falcons the rebound. Falcons is now fouled, so the Tigers will inbound the ball again. That foul is on number 20, Cameron Grant. Her third personal foul of the ball game. And so Ella Falcons will be at the charity stripe shooting two. Ella this season in conference play from the free throw line, 60%, as she makes the first one. Makes the score 52-34. Tigers trail here in Cleveland, Tennessee against Lee University. Lee University is the number 25 team ranked in the country. So Falcons sets in. The second one is up. No good. Rebound controlled by Lee. Now, Haley Schubert has it. Schubert coming the other way with it. Crosses midcourt on the right side. Dribbles it top of the key. Stops. Right side to Garrett. Garrett stops. Pops the three. It's up. No good. Rebound goes to Ella Falcons to Dent. Dent crosses midcourt left wing. She drives in. She fakes a pass. Kicks it outside to Butler. Butler has it. Shot clock at 20. Game clock at 30 here in the third quarter. Watts has it now. Entry pass is going to be stolen by Lee. Haley Schubert will pick it up. She'll slow the game down. And Lee will likely hold for the final shot here of the third quarter. Schubert's got 17 seconds to work with for the Lady Flames. Schubert running point guard here today for the Lady Flames, as she did in the game on January 29th. Schubert drives in right side, beats it, the layup, it's good. My goodness, Haley Schubert makes the score 54-34 as we enter the fourth quarter here at the Paul Dana Walker Arena here on the campus of Lee University. We'll take a short break, and when we come back, we'll have fourth quarter basketball action for you here from Cleveland, Tennessee. You're listening to UWA Women's Basketball on Slot 104.9.
The only thing worse than having a broken-down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Trucks, trucks, trucks. Lee Allen and Callan Combs for Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Meridian.
Pop-Up, you have so many trucks in stock.
That's right, Callan. Fords, Chevrolets, GMC, Dodge, Toyota, Nissan. We've got just what you want in a truck.
Red, white, blue, gas, or diesel. Pop-Up, you've got more trucks than anyone I know.
That's right, Callan. Come see us today at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Meridian.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services, from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Cleveland, Tennessee, here on the campus of Lee University, where West Alabama trails 54-34 against the number 25 team ranked in America. On the court for the Tigers, Justina Butler, Jetta Golden, Tasia Garrett-Hammett, Bria Dent, and Lauren Lilly. And so, number 20, Cameron Grant, set to trigger it in for Lee, and she inbounds it to Haley Schubert. Schubert crosses midcourt, top of the key, left side pass, goes to Macy Woodworth. Woodworth flips it off to Hughes, kicks it outside to Grant. Grant dribbles it left side to Schubert. Schubert, left wing, working against Butler. Pass goes up top to Woodworth, shot clock ticking now at 10, to Schubert at 9. She drives in right side, the kick out to Grant. She drives in, she stops, the floater, it's up, no good. Tasia Garrett-Hammett the rebound. Tasia gives it to Jada Golden. Jada Golden calls up the play. Top of the key now over the Lee University logo here at midcourt. Bria Dent has it right side to Tasia. Tasia drives in, she stops, the layup, it's up, it's good. She's fouled, she'll head to the line to shoot one to try and convert the and one.
Foul is on number 24.
So Tasia sets in at the line, trying to cut the lead to 17. It's up, and it's no good. Lead stays at 18 here, as Haley Schubert coming the other way with it. Crosses midcourt on the right wing. The right side pass goes to number 12, Hallie Hughes. Up top to Grant. Grant left side to Duncan. Duncan left wing, gets it inside to Macy Woodworth. Woodworth gives it to Schubert. Schubert left wing. She drives in. The jump shot, it's up. No good. Rebound fought for. Controlled by Lee to Duncan in the corner. The three, no good. Rebound goes back to Lee. As Hallie Hughes comes up with it, she stops and throws up a three, and she buries it. Scores now 57-36, 8:42 remaining here in the ballgame. So Jada Golden gets it left side to Lauren Lilly. Lily, left wing to Tasia. Tasia, top of the key, pump fakes to Dent. Dent on the block, she goes up strong, no good, but she is fouled, so she'll hit the line and shoot a pair.
Foul is number 24, Casey Woodward, second. Team second. Checking in for lead number 32, Hannah Garrett.
Hannah Garrett checks back into the ballgame for number 24, Macy Woodworth. Dent sets in at the charity stripe. From Birmingham, Alabama, the first one is up, and it's no good. Bria Dent this season from the free throw line. She is 66% in conference play. The second one is up, and it's good. Makes the score 57-37. So Cameron Grant inbounds it to Haley Schubert, and Lee is going the other way with it. 8:24 remaining in the ballgame. Grant, left wing, hands it off to Duncan. Duncan drives in. She stops, backs it out to Garrett. Garrett, inside pass goes to Grant. The layup, it's no good. Gets her own rebound, goes back up. She is fouled. She misses the shot, but she is fouled by number 4, Jada Golden. Her second personal foul of the basketball game. And so that will send number 20, Cameron Grant, to the charity stripe. Grant out of Monticello, Florida. She sets in. The first one is up. And it's no good. Hits the front of the rim. So the lead stays 57-37. 8:14 remaining in the ballgame. So Grant sets back in. Second free throw is up. And it's good. Brings the score now 58-37. And so now they'll ask to reset the shot clock here to 30 seconds. And we are good. Good to go here. 8:10 on the game clock, 30 on the shot clock. Tasia Garrett Hammond gives it to Jada Golden. Tigers trail by 21 here against Lee. Golden, top of the key, stops, left side to Butler. Butler, left wing, back to Golden. Golden dribbles the right side to Lily. Lily, right wing, dribbles it, drives in, stops, gives it to Tasia. Tasia on the block, loses it, and Dent and Garrett are scrambling for it. This will be a jump ball called. And possession error is in favor for West Alabama. And so Lauren Lilly will trigger it in for the Tigers. She calls out the play, gets it to Butler. Butler in the corner to Golden. Golden misses it. Golden, Schubert fighting for it. And it'll be a backcourt violation called now. And so it'll be Lee basketball. So Julia Duncan set to trigger it in. She gets it to Smith, to Schubert. Schubert to Garrett. The layup, she is fouled, so she'll head to the line to shoot two with 7:41 remaining here in the basketball game.
Foul is number 1, Tasia Garrett Hammond. For third, team second at the line, Hannah Garrett. Shooting two.
So Hannah Garrett sits in, and the free throw is up, and no good. So Lee, if they hold on to this win, this game, they do lead it by 21 right now, they will clinch the number 3 seed in the GSC tournament as Hannah Garrett makes the second free throw. And so as that is right now, again, UWA would be on the road at West Florida, and Lee would be hosting, I believe, Mississippi College in the first round. But still got another week left here in the regular season. Butler left wing to Golden. Golden, top of the key, left side to Butler. Butler looking, looking, cross court to Lily. Lily, right wing, three ball is up. Buries it. 59-40, 7:23 remaining. And so now Carball gets it right side to Smith. Smith, right side to Duncan. Duncan in the corner, kicks it back to Smith. Smith, cross court to Schubert. Schubert, top of the key. Schubert dribbles it left side, drives in. She stops, kicks it outside to Carball. The three, misses it, rebound Jada Golden. Golden gets it ahead to Bria Dent. Dent drives in right side, the layup is up. It's good. Makes the score 59-42. Timeout taken by Coach Rusty Cram. A quick little 5-0 run here for the Tigers. We've got 6:47 remaining, and the Tigers trail 59-42. We will take a short break here from the Paul Dana Walker Arena. You're listening to UWA Women's Basketball on Sly 104.9.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks.
making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. It's open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need from spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
Welcome back to Cleveland, Tennessee, here on the campus of Lee University at the Paul Dana Walker Arena. As currently Lee leads the score is 59-42 over your West Alabama women's basketball team. We still got 6 minutes and 47 seconds remaining here in the basketball game. It'll be Lee basketball. Addison Smith out of Hudson, New Hampshire, set to inbound it to Haley Schubert. And Schubert's walking the ball across the court. And now on the left wing, Schubert's got it. Screen, she drives in at the free throw line. She picks up her dribble, gives it to Duncan. Duncan on the left wing, back to Schubert. Schubert, top of the key, dribbles left side to Mahanan. Mahanan, cross court pass goes to Hughes in the corner. She drives in, the jump shot's up, no good, but she is fouled. So she'll head to the charity stripe to shoot a pair. That'll be on Lauren Lilly, her first foul of the game. Looking at Tiger foul trouble now. Tasia Garrett-Hammett does have 4 fouls. And Jetty Golden has 2. Zoe Watts has 2. First free throw is up and good for Hallie Hughes. Looking at Lee foul trouble. Hannah Garrett with 3 fouls. And that's really just about it for Lee. No one else has more than 2. And so number 20, Cameron Grant, checks in for Addison Smith as Hughes makes the second free throw. Makes the score 61-42. And so Jada Golden walking the ball across the court, across the midcourt here on the Lee logo. Justina Butler, left wing, takes the pass to Tasia. Tasia, top of the key, now has it. Pump fakes, drives in right side. The foul is called on number 00, Anna Muhanan. Lauren Lilly set to trigger it in. Lilly looking, gets it into Justina Butler. Butler up top to Golden. Golden top of the key, dribbles the left side to Lilly. Lilly stops, the 3 ball is up, no good. Rebound controlled by number 12, Hallie Hughes. Schubert walking the ball across the court. Top of the key. Right side pass goes to number 12, Hallie Hughes. Hughes gets it up top to Muhanan. Muhanan. Top of the key, right side to Schubert. Schubert, right wing, drives in right side, kicks it outside to Cameron Grant, gets it up top to Julia Duncan. Shot clock at 3 to 12. Hughes at 1. The jump shot, no good. Ball goes out of bounds, so it'll be a shot clock violation. Bria Dent and Augusta Arnold check in for the Tigers. Lauren Lilly will come out, as well as Ella Falcons.
Number 11, Augusta Arnold.
And so Jada Golden has it for the Tigers. She's walking it across the court. Hands it off to Bria Dent. Dent, top of the key. Left side to Tasia. Tasia loses it. It goes out of bounds. And that is a costly turnover for the Tigers. So it'll be the lead basketball, 61-42. Haley Schubert crosses midcourt. Hands it off to Hallie Hughes. Hughes gets it to Micah Black. Micah Black dribbles it right side. She stops, right side, back to Black. Black, top of the key, dribbles it left side. Drives in, kicks it outside to Schubert. She stops, the 3 ball is up, no good. Bria Dent, the rebound. Dent coming the other way with it. 4:58 remaining here in the basketball game. Jada Golden now, top of the arc, dribbles it right side. Back left side to Dent. Dent, left side to Augusta Arnold. Arnold, left wing, up top to Butler. Butler, left wing to Golden. Golden on the right side now. She stops, back to Arnold. Arnold to Butler. Butler inside to Tasia on the block. Tasia goes up strong. The layup is up and good. makes the score 61-44 with 4:30 to go here in the game. Haley Schubert crosses midcourt on the right wing. Dribbles it, top of the key now, working against Bria Dent. Right side to Hannah Garrett. Garrett, right side. Pass goes to, well, now Schubert has it top of the key. The pass was to Micah Black. Schubert dribbles it right side. She drives in. She stops. Backs it back out. The entry pass to Hughes on the block. She goes up. The layup is good, and she is fouled. But I believe they got Augusta Arnold. No. Yes, they do. They got Augusta Arnold on the foul. And that brings us to a media timeout. So we will take a break. As Lee leads West Alabama 63-44 here in Cleveland, Tennessee. We've got 4:08 remaining here in the basketball game. You're listening to UWA Women's Basketball on Sly 104.9.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships, and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Trucks, trucks, trucks. Lee Allen and Callan Combs for Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Meridian.
Pop-Up, you have so many trucks in stock.
That's right, Callan. Fords, Chevrolets, GMC, Dodge, Toyota, Nissan. We've got just what you want in a truck.
Red, white, blue, gas, or diesel. Pop-Up, you've got more trucks than anyone I know.
That's right, Callan. Come see us today at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Meridian.
Welcome back to the Paul Dana Walker Arena. Hallie Hughes sits in for the free throw. She misses it. And the rebound goes to Tasia Garrett Hammett. Tasia gets it ahead to Jada Golden. Golden has it top of the key. Dribbles it left side to Augusta Arnold. Arnold loses it, goes out of bounds, and it will be Lee basketball. Back-to-back turnovers there for the Tigers. One on Tasia and one on Arnold. And so now Lee will inbound it. The entry pass goes to Julia Duncan. Duncan dribbles it right side. Pass goes to Hughes. Hughes, right wing, top of the key, working against Tasia. Right side pass, and now an offensive foul is called on number 24, Macy Woodworth. Woodworth out of Walnut Creek, California. So Bria Dent inbounds it to Jada Golden. Golden hands it off to Tasia Garrett Hammett. Top of the key, left side to Bria Dent. Dent, left wing, drives in. Stops, spins around. The jump shot that's up, it's good. 63-46, 3:24 remaining here in the basketball game. Tigers are in the bonus. Lee is in the bonus with 3:20 to go. Duncan, right side, stops. The entry pass, the layup, it's good. The foul, it's all good. That foul is going to be on number 25, Justina Butler. Julia Duncan will head to the charity stripe to shoot one. Excuse me, number 12, Hallie Hughes. Hughes having quite a night so far with 21 points, 9 rebounds, and 2 assists. Just one rebound shy of a double-double. Hughes, the free throw is up, no good. Rebound goes to Bria Dent. Dent gives it to Golden, and we're going the other way with it. Tasia Garrett Hammett has 21 for the Tigers. Bria Dent's got 14. Dent to Golden. Golden drives in left side, backs it back out, gives it up top to Arnold. Arnold to Dent, to Butler. Butler, inside pass goes to Tasia on the block. Tasia stops, kicks it outside. No, she doesn't. She still has it. She finds Butler cutting the layup, the block. No foul called. It'll be Tiger basketball as Cameron Grant swatted that one. And it went out of bounds into the hand of the Lee mascot. That is a Viking. So Augusta Arnold to trigger it in with 5 seconds on the shot clock. Arnold sets in, gets the pass into Golden. Golden at four, at three. She drives in at two. The floater is up, no good. The rebound, the shot clock violation is called, and so it'll be Lee basketball.
Checking out the lead, number 42, Lindsay.
And so Addison Smith gets it inbounds to Micah Black. Micah Black back to Haley Johnson. Johnson gets it left side to Smith. Back to Johnson. Johnson gets it ahead to Black. Black, top of the key, dribbles it right side. Kicks it back out to Johnson. Top of the key now. She drives in left side, working against Golden. She goes up, and it's going to be poked and ripped out of bounds by Justina Butler. And they'll say it last touched off of Johnson, so it'll be Tiger basketball. So Jada Golden has it top of the key. Gets it left side to Arnold. Arnold left wing. Up top to Golden. Golden outside to Butler. Butler inside to Dent. Dent to Tasia on the block. Tasia stops. Spins around. The layup. It's good. She is fouled. She'll head to the line to shoot one to try and convert an and one. 65-48 now with 2:10 remaining.
At the line. Shooting one.
Tasia sets in. The free throw was up. No good. Rebound goes into the hands of Addison Smith. Smith gets it to Johnson, left side. Johnson crosses midcourt, left wing. Being guarded by Bria Dent, and now a foul is going to be called. Questionable call there. Bria Dent did not seem to put a hand on her, but the referee across the court saw something that I did not see. And so that will send Haley Johnson to the charity stripe to shoot two. And so now Tasia Garrett Hammett checks out of the ball game. We've got 2:02 remaining here. Johnson, the first free throw, it's up, no good. The second one is up, and it's good. Makes the score 66-48. Jada Golden crosses midcourt on the left wing. Left side to Arnold. Arnold, left wing, looking. Gets it to Butler in the corner. Butler, left corner, fakes the pass. Gets it inside to Watts on the block. Watts spins around, the layup, it's up and good. Makes the score 68-50. So Haley Johnson on the left side. Hands it off to Michael Black. Right side pass goes to number 25, Addison Smith. Smith passes it up top to Lindsay Keener. Keener hands it off to Johnson on the left wing. She drives in, kicks it out to the corner. The three ball is up, and it is good for number 13, Micah Black. Makes the score now 69-50. So Justina Butler has it left wing, gets it up top to Dent. Dent right side to Golden. Golden, and now a foul is called. Excuse me, a timeout is called by Coach Cram. I believe this will just be for substitutions. And so the Tiger lineup now consists of Rose Smith, Zoe Watts, Augusta Arnold, Jada Golden, and Mia McCarthy. McCarthy set to inbound it. She's looking, gets it into Watts. Watts in the corner, gets it to Golden. Golden on the left wing, dribbles it left side, backs it back out. She stops, the three ball is up, no good. Rose Smith, no nine. And now a foul is called on Tigers, number 11. Excuse me, that foul was on number 11, Allie Wilfel, for Lee. So that'll send Rose Smith to the charity stripe. She sets in at the line. The free throw is up, and it's good. Makes the score 69-51. We've got 56 seconds remaining here in the ballgame. Smith sets in. The second free throw is up, and no good. Rebound controlled by Keener. Keener gets it left side to Haley Johnson. Johnson crosses midcourt, top of the key. Backs it back out, 44 seconds on the game clock, 16 on the shot clock. Keener, left side to Johnson, she stops, the three ball is up, no good. Rebound goes into the hands of Augusta Arnold. Arnold Gives it to Jada Golden. As Golden crosses midcourt, Golden dribbles it right side. On the right wing, she stops, brings it back out. 18 on the shot clock to Smith. Smith, entry pass to Watts. Watts goes up. The layup is good. Makes the score 69-53. With 20 seconds left, Haley Johnson coming the other way with it for the Flames. We've got 15 seconds left, and it looks like Haley Johnson will just dribble the ball out. And Lee will improve on the season to 21-5 and 14-4 in conference play. And UWA on the season will fall to 15-10 and 9-8 in conference play. The final buzzer has sounded, and that is the official result. 69-53, Lee gets the win here over the West Alabama Tigers. And so that is your final score, 69-53. Lee gets the win here.